The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
This is Game Related. Game Related. With Just Blaine.
Oh, here we go. It's Game Related. Just Blaine. Ryan McBain.
Yo, yo.
Twitch. It's Twitch. Ryan McBain on Twitch.
That's right, baby.
Hey, I saw some big stuff happening on your Twitch this week. We'll have to talk about that. You know what I'm talking about. Along with a couple new games coming out. Outlast Trials. That's a good one.
Yes.
We're going to have to talk about Nintendo getting up in that ass on the emulators out there. You
can't mess with Nintendo, apparently.
Ooh, that ain't no joke. This one right here has got people upset. And it's the Warner Brothers games. You already know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
We're going to dive into that because I think you've got a pretty strong opinion on this Warner Brothers situation.
Okay, so Warner Brothers is basically pissed off because Suicide Squad kills the Justice League, didn't do well. Didn't sell well enough for them.
All right, let's hold off. We'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that. So.
No, it's a live service game. No, I'm pissed off. It's a live service game. It's not very good. I think the story personally fucking sucks. It's $70. Now, Hogwarts Legacy that came out, I believe, last year.
Talking about this now. We're going to talk about this now, then, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm mad, man. I'm mad.
All right.
It sold so many copies. It did so well.
22 million.
And even though that happened, Warner Brothers is like, nah, we're doubling down. We're going to just stick with live service games going forward. Yo, fuck that.
Tell people what a live service game is if you don't know.
Money grab. Remember that shitty Avengers game?
Oh my god, we tried
live service. There are some good live service games. Destiny 2, it's a decent game.
Hey,
but and more times than not, people don't want that. They want like a story based single player experience. And Hogwarts Legacy delivered that. It was a great game. It was so good that people were mad that Warner Brothers didn't have any type of DLC plan.
Oh,
they're we didn't know it would be so popular. So after you beat it, it's done, basically. This company's just like, the people that are making these decisions are not video game fans.
Nah, man, it's the business people. They don't have any idea about the creativity part.
Not one bit. Not one bit. And I'm probably not gonna be buying any Warner Brothers games in the future. They're gonna lose a lot more money.
And watch, I guarantee you, not only will they lose money, they'll be the next ones to be laying off thousands of people in the gaming industry, like the rest of these companies, man.
And they'll say we tried, we don't know why people aren't buying the games. No, like, dude, money talks. Like, the fans are literally telling you what they want.
No? 22 million copies of Harry Potter sold. You best believe I'd have been making another DLC or Harry Potter. There's 6-7 books, man. And they got some spinoff books. They could have just kept running with the Harry Potter stuff. I'm
not even a Harry Potter fan, and I love that game.
It was good. That's the last game me and Lindsay played together.
There you go.
Me and my own wife, we sat there and played that game together. Bringing families together, man. But these live service games, they're not going to do it. They're going to drain our wallet. That's what it's going to do. Not mine. Not yours.
Not mine either. Ain't trying to.
Man, you know what? I heard you mention Destiny 2 in there. Destiny 2 just dropped some new content today. They've got a hoverboard in game now, bro.
A hoverboard?
You got to see this. I'll send you a link. It is OP, man. There's people out there like flying through the air. Marty McFly out there, man.
I have not played Destiny 2 in so long. It's hard to get a group, you know?
It is.
I just fell out, man. When I used to play with you and Alex, and shit was fun.
Oh, man. Darrell was in there with us. King Cobra. He's got some good content out there now on TikTok, too. He's killing it out there, man. You know what I haven't even told people yet? We got Schoolboy Q on this show today.
Okay.
Got an interview with Schoolboy Q. He's got a brand new album out called Blue Lips. I did this interview back a couple years ago when Apex Legends had first dropped. So we'll get to that interview. But let's talk about Nintendo first. Oh, man. We mentioned it at the top. You do not fuck with Nintendo.
This whole story is just really... It's crazy because I thought that Nintendo didn't have a case. Because basically, by law, if you buy a game, you could like do with it what you want. If you mm-hmm. want to like just, you should be, you are allowed to back storage your game.
Yes.
But guess this company that was, they just said the wrong things out loud.
Yep.
I mean, everyone knows. Yuzu. I mean, everyone knows that when you have an emulator, it's easier to pirate a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yuzu pretty much like, they just should have kept their mouth shut and they probably wouldn't have gotten sued. But you know what? They might have actually won the case, but how are they going to go up against Nintendo and their lawyers? I don't see that happening. So they lost, what, $2.4 million.
Which made them bold. Yeah.
Yeah. And they gave, and they have to basically give Nintendo all their shit.
So for people out there that don't know what an emulator is, basically it provides any internet user in the world the means to unlawfully decrypt virtually any Nintendo Switch game. That's what Yuzu got in trouble for. They didn't decrypt them, I guess. I don't know what happened, but Nintendo sunk that shit, man. Guess what, though? Within 12 hours, you got knockoffs of Yuzu emulators already popping up online. They're not going anywhere.
Emulators are never going away. The problem with Yuzu is like they said some things in Discord, apparently, and they made it like really easy to pirate software, even though some actually decent people were using the emulators to back up games that they actually bought.
The correct way. That's the legal correct way. You are allowed to do that. Yes.
Yes, you are. But
I mean, Nintendo even puts out their own emulators. They've got the little NES. They got a SNES, and all the games are preloaded on there. And that's Nintendo's official emulators. But you can't get every game. So that's what people are using this other stuff for.
This sets a bad precedent.
It does.
So where's it gonna stop? I mean, there's other like emulators you can buy. Like you could buy like a system that has like 50 games and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Are they gonna go after them? It's just Nintendo's just, I don't know, man.
Jay, man, I'm not putting any emulators on my Nintendo anything. They might show up knocking on my door. I feel like they got a SWAT team or something that goes out.
They have a SWAT team of lawyers. That's what they have.
That's definitely it.
But like Nintendo was messing around. Like that game, Power World.
Yeah.
So that game's blowing up, and it's basically a knockoff Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
So, but the characters are different. But somebody made a mod that's just basically just takes Nintendo's IP, and it's just like you're playing Pokemon. Basically,
I saw that. I've seen that,
and that shit down real quick.
Oh yeah,
Nintendo, not mess around.
I would not want to go to war with Nintendo in any capacity. Nintendo. Speaking of war, Nintendo's been around since the Ottoman Empire, bro. That's a random fact for you. Look it up. Google me out there. If I'm wrong, you guys come at me. But Nintendo has been around since the Ottoman Empire. Put that down. Not joking.
I was going to say like 1988 or something. 86.
I think you're talking about 1800s for Nintendo. No kidding. I think it started with board games. I had to look that up. Fact check me, but I don't think I'm pulling that out of my ass. Outlast Trials. What about that game?
Outlast Trials. Ooh. So the early access came out a little over a year ago. I want to say more.
May 18th, 2023. I see it right here. May 18th.
It is a great game, but you can only play it on PC. Now it's available everywhere. PS4, Xbox, Xbox One, PS5. And it's crossplay. It's just you and four people. You're basically going into different situations. You have to get out. It's basically survival horror. It is a violent, gruesome, dark, disturbing game, and I love it.
It says it's set in the era of the Cold War. Human guinea pigs are involuntarily recruited by the good folks at the Murkoff Corporation to test advanced methods of brainwashing and mind control. What?
You should probably pick that bad boy up, man.
I'm going to have to, man. I remember seeing you play it for early access. I'm interested in this game. Who made this game? This is by Red Barrels. Is that who did this? Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
And they're responsible for all the Outlast games. I'm assuming,
Outlast 1 and 2. People really wanted part 3. So some people don't like this game. I don't care. I love it. And the fact that it's now that it's crossplay,
yeah,
so many more people are going to be playing and they're going to love it.
Is that what you're going to be streaming?
I will be streaming that like tonight, baby. Ryan McBain on Twitch. Holla at your boy.
Man, speaking of Ryan McBain on Twitch, tell us who hit you up the other day to play Helldivers.
Okay, it didn't really go down like that. Okay. King Gathalion, he's huge on Twitch. He's huge everywhere, actually. Yeah. And he put out like, yeah, he's looking for people to play Helldivers 2 with. I was like, all right. I sent him a DM. I slid into his DMs, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And we played a few rounds. He was a cool dude. Played early in the morning because like he's got weird hours for me, you know. I think he starts like around 4 a.m. my time. Yeah. So, but yeah, we played on Sunday. He was cool. He was just like, cause I was level like 23, whatever. He's level 50.
Oh yeah.
He was saying, he said live on a stream, hey, Ryan McBain, do you want to be, thrown into the wolves? And I was like, hey man, I want all the smoke.
Yes.
And he was like, okay. Okay. So like we did all the hardest content and, it was wild, man. It was cool. He's a very, very cool dude.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. I like King Gathalion all the way back. Destiny 1 days. He was one of the original Destiny streamers, I believe.
And yeah, really, he's been around for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, great dude. I'm glad to hear he's good like that. Helldivers 2, though, he just had a major order. You had to go take care of his new planet, Veld, and a new system for take care of the Terminids. We had all weekend to do it. It took less than 24 hours. You know, course, the Helldivers community, we came out in full force. But I did see that players are getting a little upset that the automatons have taken over another country. And they want the community. The automatons took over another planet. I'm sorry.
Well,
but they want the community to think harder on galactic strategy. So we're about to get into some.
Well, we know who the fault is. We all have to blame Joel. Joel is the dragon master, dungeon master, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Yeah.
Besides all this. But there's a huge update coming up pretty soon with like mechs.
Yep.
And also and other vehicles. And get this, the vehicles, you have to. It's stick shift. I don't know about you, but I can't drive stick shift. This shit's gonna be hilarious.
I can't wait for that. I thought the funnest, coolest new mode of transportation was that hoverboard coming out in Destiny, but now I'm waiting for this. I gotta see the stick shift vehicle in Helldivers.
So many crashes. People are like, hey man, you drive. Nah, man, it's all you, man. You drive. Like
people are gonna be burning the clutch up, leaving the car there. Whatever vehicle we got. But yeah, the new major order popped up. I was online, man. It started the screen on your ship turned on and started talking about the Terminids. We're going to eat your family. And it was wild. I don't know what happened. I went out there, though. I did my piece for liberty and for democracy.
You did your part? Okay.
I did my part, baby.
That's all you can do, really. That's all you can do.
You can't ask for nothing else. Really. I mean, that's all you can do. We got to keep on these major orders and make sure that we don't let the automatons take over, the Terminates, whoever, these mechs. Man, I'm getting mad out here.
Eventually, there's going to be boss fights. Because eventually, I'm assuming that we'll be able to go to their home worlds, whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah,
there's going to be boss fights. The possibilities of this game are endless. And it's, once again, only $40.
That's so funny that you mentioned Joel. The game, there's a real game master who... Yeah. All hours might go in there and change it up for us.
Just fuck shit up, yeah.
I love it, dude. It's wild. How did you get that job? We should get him on the show and find out how he got that job. I'm not trying to take it from him. I just want to know, and then I want to stay in touch with him, man. You know, that sounds good. That sounds like a fun plan to get him on. I got somebody to get on right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Schoolboy Q. This was back a couple years ago, so we'll play it back. Apex Legends had just dropped. We're on an anniversary of Apex right now, and Schoolboy just dropped a new album called Blue Lips. Man, there's some bangers on there. Let's play this interview, and we'll come back after it.
So, would you say casual, hardcore, or somewhere in between?
I would say hardcore.
Hardcore?
Hardcore.
How often do you play?
Every day for like at least 4 hours a day.
Oh, yeah? So
what's
your favorite system of all time?
PlayStation.
It's tough, isn't it? There's so many costs.
It's hard to say, man. I can't say. I want to say PlayStation, but I can't take away all the memories from Genesis. Mm. I can't take away all the memories from 007, GoldenEye. Nintendo 64.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know what I mean? I can't forget about the start of NBA 2K. Mm. You know what I'm saying? On Sega Dreamcast. So it's like so much I could, man, I can't.
Dreamcast was ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's crazy that it didn't last.
Yeah. It's what crazy. Other celebrity do you play with? You got anybody on your roster?
I don't got no celebrity friends I play with. And if I do, they probably not that good at the games I play. They mainly play like, most of my celebrity friends play like football, basketball, all this stuff. You know, I'm more so like into the like the super competitive, like the Call of Duties, I'm in the Apex now.
Oh my God.
You get what I'm saying? I was playing Fortnite at a point.
Fortnite's a cartoonish. I'm expand all the way. Like that's my stuff now. And I love Call of Duty. What's your favorite Call of Duty? You play Blackout?
Yeah, I play Blackout. Yeah. Blackout's fun.
Yeah.
It's real fun, actually. I play that more than I play rank play.
We had Offset in here.
Yeah.
And he played Blackout, and we ended up talking about 15 minutes, and he's giving me his cell phone number. He's like, hit me up. We got to play together.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because you never know who's into that stuff. So
yeah.
I have a good time on Blackout, but Apex, who's your main character on Apex?
I mean, I probably would go with the robot more than anything.
You like that one?
Yeah, because he's funner. He's more fun. You know, you get to grapple and swing around and shit and, like, get the high ground on people.
Yeah. How many wins do you think you got?
I don't know. At least 100.
Yeah?
At least. I only been playing for, like, not that long.
Yeah. It's only been out, what, two months now?
Yeah. I should have at least 100 because I was all Call of Duty. My friends dragged me over to Apex because I wasn't messing with them. Yeah. I ain't fucking with Apex.
Same with me. I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm like, I ain't messing. This looks just like Fortnite.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I was, my God. I was like, this is like everything that you want from all these Battle Royale games all mixed in one. Yeah. And it caught me. It's.
I didn't like it when it first came out, though.
I didn't get used to
it. I was like, this shit trash. Like, how many shots? Because I just jumping right off Call of Duty and then playing that is a little weird because, you know, Call of Duty is pretty precise shooting. And here it's like...
I was getting my shots in and thinking they're dead, and I'm rolling out, and then boom, I'm dead.
Yeah,
because the time to kill in Call of Duty, is so much faster, especially if you're playing hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man, Schoolboy, I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, my man.
All right, dude.
That's it right there, man. Yo, so that's Schoolboy. So that was Schoolboy coming through with us, and that was so Apex had only been in about 2 months. So this had to be 5 or 6 years ago. Look. I thought he was bullshitting when he said, I got a couple hundred. I played with Schoolboy. And he ain't playing. Like, if it wasn't for a rap career, the dude could be playing video games professionally. I had to stop playing with him because he was too damn good and it was just carrying all of us. And I was like, man, I can't get in the way no more. Man,
Work or what?
Yeah, no, he was helping. He was getting only wins I ever got in Apex, I think, were with him. It was literally Schoolboy Q carrying me to victory, and he's a beast on there, man. Like, I played with other people like Offset, Average, you know, we're good. He's good. But this guy, Schoolboy, was he could literally take on the pros out there, man. Like, it was – I've never seen somebody play, and I was impressed like that. But I don't think I ever saw him die. The new album, Blue Lips, is out, man. I got to play something from that for us because there's some bangers on there, man. And this one right here is called Yearn 101. And he just goes in kind of like how he did on Collard Greens back in the day.
When a dude got clothes like too bad, I'm gonna my up on my hands and stash that you went the wrong person, but you going out flat on the couch surfing, you treat little rest, they living out his backpack, and need to get back, got a great double R, and he need more blames, got a done for his name, but he ain't gang what you all on my dick when I find this. But his ass, he burned. Such a boy got spit when the light got turned. Got his head on crack when the boy won't burn. Big racked up, short when the clock is served. Niggas always suck when the tap don't work. Got the doors on the side like bird. I love my bitch, but I ain't them nerd like that. I get a bitch like.
He's on fire, man. Collard Greens is one of my favorite hip hop songs of all time. That's the one song, I even told him this. That's the one song out there that you can literally do anything to. You put that song on, you can chill, you can relax, you can rob a bank. Don't matter, man. Like,
with all that, I mean,
it can get you chill or it can get you amped up. Like, that's one of my favorite hip hop bangers of all time, Collard Greens. But this new track, Yearn 101, there's a whole lot of other tracks on Blue Lips that got heat, man. He's TDE. This is to me, this is where West Coast hip hop's going. What Schoolboy's doing for the game now. So thank you to Schoolboy for years ago finally getting that interview out. What'd you think about it, man? He said, Big Boy picked up on this because I did this when I was at Big Boy, and Big picked up on something that we used for the show from that interview. And it's when Schoolboy said, yeah, I play probably 4 hours a day. All of them, Big Boy and all them lost their minds. Like, 4 hours a day. And I was like, at the time, I was probably playing with you. We were probably playing anywhere from 6 to 8 a day.
Oh, like, we were playing late, late night, man. There were a lot of late nights, dog.
Yeah,
a lot
man, of. But, I love that's, this goes back to the thing on our first episode of video games leading us to people that we would have never met. There's no way I would have ever met Schoolboy Q being from a dude from the farm. And here's Schoolboy Q, a dude from LA, you know, different backgrounds. And we caught up and we linked up and it was amazing. I really do dig the album. Go check that ass on Apple Music. What else you got for us this week, McBain? You got something else going on? What's going on this weekend?
I'll be working, man, because it's March Madness. I ain't got no time to play nothing except some real-life watching basketball. I got to make that money, man.
I hear that. Speaking of NCAA, we're going to have to get on that pretty soon with our good buddies Nick Ferguson from the Denver Broncos and Alex Hardy, because they want to come on and talk about NCAA 2025 football game coming back out. I just saw some big news on that today. The Manning kid has opted to take himself
out of that game.
People are mad at him. Yeah, but I saw the reason he gave. He gave a reason as he don't want to be in that game until he's the top guy or something. So, hey, whatever, you know. But
that's a good reason. Personally, I would have opted out because they're only offering you $100 and a copy of the game. Fuck that.
Yeah, good on him. They're going to make so much money off of those guys by their name. They should have paid them, but that's a whole other topic. It's Ryan McBain on Twitch.
That's right.
Check him out. Go over there. Get you a subscription, man. $4.99. Best $4.99 you can spend legally. That's for right. Sure.
Legally, yes. Keyword is legally.
You can catch me at Just Blaine TV, at Ride the Wave Media, everything out there. So we'll see you guys next week.
Yay.